Let's listen to some blessed ahadith and let's try to apply all of these actions in our day-to-day lives. Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the blessed messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me, "Shall I not tell you such action that is light on the body and heavy on the scale?" I humbly replied, "Sure." He said, "It is silence, good manners, and quitting non-beneficial conversations." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to his honorable uncle, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Your beauty has made me wonder." Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the beauty of a person?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "His tongue." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Badr Channel, from this blessed hadith, we also learn the importance of keeping the tongue in check and refraining from useless conversations. The chief of the youths of paradise, the companion, the son of a companion, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated that among the pieces of advice I heard my grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, giving to the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, one of them is as follows: glad tidings are for the one who remained away from useless speech. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us the ability to refrain from useless speech. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said this point 3 times. May Allah Almighty have mercy on that person who attains reward when he speaks and remains safe when he is silent. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.